Hello.
Hello, hello. How are you?
I'm okay. How are you?
I'm doing well. It's nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
Well, thank you for being on the show, Martin. I really appreciate it.
That's great. Yeah.
It's a nice shirt. That's a very nice
Yeah.
shirt.
Thanks.
Oh, yeah. I like the guitar collection too. That's awesome.
Yeah. So this is
Really cool.
actually the home studio where a lot of the recordings were made for the album, the
Oh,
new album.
really?
Yeah.
Oh, very nice. Oh, that's excellent.
Really cool.
Excellent. So, tell you what, to get right rolling, we are going to go ahead and we'll do our amazing intro and then we'll get right into the show. How's that? And this is all recorded ahead of time and then I edit and then we'll be releasing that in a few weeks. So, if there's any mix-ups or anything, so I don't want you to worry. Just relax and have fun and we're going to have a good time.
Yeah, great.
Excellent. Okay. Ready, Chop? All right.
What's up, guys? This is Finality, and you're watching Heavy Metal. Fuck yeah.
I am Montag, Master of Illusion. What goes up must come down, but not always.
Hey, this is Chopped Up, and this one's going to be distorted. So stay tuned.
And you are watching and listening to Heavy Metal Horror. Whoa, thank you, Martin. Kiddies, we got a special guest tonight, Martin Debonnet from Discordia. Martin, welcome to Heavy Metal Horror.
Thank you very much for having me, and hi to all.
Really love your album. We're big fans of progressive metal, and so we're looking forward to hearing more about it. But our podcast, we like to do things a little differently. We try to avoid all the same kind of boring questions that everyone seems to get. We've got some nice hypotheticals. We've got some nice games that we bring our guests through, and we just try to do something a little different, a little more interactive. So thank you for being on. But we always like to begin with a little bit of background for our listeners and viewers who may not know much about you or the band. So can you tell us a little bit about how you first got into music?
Oh well, so if you want to know how me myself got into music, that's really a long time ago, because I think the first contact that I had was with my parents, and they are both musicians. My mother can sing very well, and my father plays guitar and sings, and so from very early on, they learned me how to play the piano. We had a piano in our home. Their home, that's like back in the 80s, 1980, and I had a piano teacher there, and that were, I think those were my first steps into the world of music.
Nice.
Then later on, I got to go to music school. I got through all the boring theory and the solfège and all the stuff like that, and I had this incredible guitar teacher, Jacques van de Ginste, in the music school in Kortrijk, where I lived at the time. And I must say that it's thanks to him that I'm so into music and so into everything that's about music today. So I'm really grateful to have been one of his students, actually.
Oh, nice, nice. Now, what attracts you to progressive metal as a genre, as opposed to other types of metal?
Personally, I'm really open-minded about a lot of styles, even outside of metal, and I really like to ad admire musicianship and virtuosity, and people that really know how to play their instruments and find out new things in their instruments, and that's why progressive metal is so interesting for me. Because I like the relaxed and simple stuff also, but when it's about really enjoying music, then I like to be amazed. I like to be to find out something that was not expected, and
Yeah.
the you have the most chance of that in the progressive stuff.
I agree 100%. We're both fans of
Yeah.
progressive metal, and those bands that can really keep you guessing of what they're going to do next, that makes the music, I don't care how many times you listen to it, you can appreciate it more and more every time you listen to it. The workmanship and craftsmanship that go into that. Who are some of your musical heroes, and have you been able to meet any of them? And if so, what was that like?
I have a lot of heroes, so the list would be way too long. But maybe I can name Dream Theater.
Okay.
I could name Opeth. I could name Pain of Salvation even. And although I have met a lot of musicians, those are the guys that I haven't met yet. So yeah, but it's maybe a bit different for me than the than for. For some other people, because I'm not really into, how can I say this? I'm not starstruck like some other people are. So if I get backstage with some big names, I just everybody is just human. They're just people, and we have a nice time, and I'm not so starstruck.
Yeah, it's nice. There, we've had a wonderful guests on the show, and so many of them have the same kind of feeling. Like, we're all just people, and they don't like the rock star egos as well. And they kind of make fun of those people who kind of carry off like, look at me, how special I am. And so it's really, really kind of refreshing to understand, like, this is what we do, it's not who we are, and to kind of keep a humbleness about yourself. It's actually really very pleasing to hear. I want to ask a little bit about your creativity and your process. So when what is your creative process like when writing music or lyrics?
So most of the music for Discordia is written here in this home studio where I'm sitting right now, and it's mostly Guy, the other guitar player, and me just riffing, and trying things out. And then everything goes into the computer, and we try to make a structure of things. And then if something sounds pleasing, yeah, we can add some drums, we can add some bass guitars, some synths, some other elements. And the from there on, kind of songs write themselves. So it's not like that we sit there and beforehand we say, oh, now we want a fast song, now we want a ballad or something. No, we riff. And then when everything comes together, then we find, oh, it seems to be a short song, or it's a long song, it's something epic, or it's something really aggressive, and we find out afterwards. But then
Nice.
there's no vocals, so we then have to take the song into the rehearsal room, and then all lyrics and vocal lines are written by Pete and Stefan. Pete, who is the lead vocalist, and Stefan, who is the lead grunter, And so all
Nice.
the lyrics are also written by them.
I love the organic process, and that's one thing we love getting to know different musicians, because every group is different. Every band has a different creative process, and some have songwriters that write the entire song and say, "Here, it's done. Everyone play their parts," and others do like what you do, get together and we start playing, and then the song forms organically. So, we love to hear those things. Can you talk a little bit about your personal evolution as a musician?
I've been in a lot of bands before Discordia. I'm even in another band right now, and I think that the most progress that I've made is by writing music. So I'm not really a virtuoso on guitar. I'm not a virtuoso on piano or on drums or on bass guitar, or I play a lot of instruments. But I think I've grown as a musician the most as being a composer, an arranger. I feel that the songs that I write for Discordia keep getting better and better. So I think that's the point where I've grown the most. Also, I have to say the technology that exists today, it's amazing. It's incredible what you can do just in a home studio. beforehand, we had to go to a studio and record, and you needed to have everything set before, and then you had like 2 or 3 days or maybe a week in the studio, and you had to make sure that you can play really, really well, because you're paying for every second that you're recording, and that was it. But now in the home studio, we can keep on tweaking and changing the structure and adding elements, and that's great. So I think that one of the things that I've grown also is learning how to use all these new technologies and the DAWs, you know, the DAWs and the plugins and all the new sounds and all the new systems that you can use to make music. And I think that's where my focus is for the moment as well. Yeah, so I
Nice.
really like it.
It's really disruptive. You know, we don't even need a record industry anymore.
Oh, yeah.
With things like Bandcamp, where you could submit your music online, YouTube, anywhere you could stream your music yourself to Spotify, anywhere else. You don't need a record company anymore. It's been completely disruptive. Which is kind of awesome for thousands and thousands of people. A little too late for a lot of bands, but it's so nice to know that it's out there now. These tools are accessible to everyone.
You know, actually, Discordia has always wanted to be independent, and we're still independent. So we have control over everything,
That's great.
from the first notes that we play until the shows that we play, and our merchandise, and everything about Discordia is our own decision.
So
And
how do
this.
you come up with those choices? Like, do you as a group, do you decide like on the graphics, like for your t-shirt, or do you decide what do you have, for your merchandise? How does that work within the band?
Well, everything is discussed with all of the musicians, but we all have our specialty, you know. I'm kind of the producer arranger. Like Guy is the artwork guy, so he makes all these designs. And then, you know, everybody, we have somebody managing the fan base. We have somebody doing the books and all the management. So you know, there's six of us, and we all have our specialties, and it's this working together that makes Discordia.
That's great. And it also keeps everything in house. You are all on keeping on 100% control of everything about the band, which is really rare. There's a band stateside, Jagdpanzer. They also do the same thing. Every member of the band has a strength, a specialty, and they all contribute. And so the one person sets up tours, and one's more in the direction of like merchandise, and one does, other things. So they all kind of have their strengths, and it works out for them, just like it works out for you. That's great. Let's talk a little bit about touring. So when going to tour, do you prefer smaller, more intimate venues or larger arenas? Because from a fan's point of view, being close to a band is fantastic. But what's it like from your point of view?
It's not like we get to choose. So every time that we get in a really big arena or a summer festival, it's great. It's great to be there, and it's fantastic to be able to play for like 10,000 people, and nothing compares to that. But from a musician standpoint, in having contact with the fans, the smaller venues are nicer. So it's actually very nice to, I like the clubs the best. The clubs when there's good sound and there's a good vibe and an atmosphere, and you can really connect with the fans, and that's always the best shows that we play.
Excellent. What is your favorite food to eat on the road?
Oh,
There we go. I probably haven't heard that one before.
got him on that one.
There we go.
Well, it's always going to be fries, some snacks in Belgium. Fries are really really special. We have this friture, and then you get all the snacks and the fries from these these stands alongside the roads, and that's the best food, you know.
Nice. Yeah, we have food trucks here as well, and they're often way better than the food you would get in a restaurant. It's someone with passion who doesn't have the money or necessarily to open a brick and mortar store, but they have enough to come out and they get a following, and people will seek them out. You know, oh, they're in this city today. We're gonna go to this great truck and get some food. Oh, that's great. How do you relax on your days off when you're on on tour?
Well, just being away from everything a bit, and maybe going for a walk, or just staying in the van, or listening to some music, watching some Netflix, stuff like that. Yeah.
Nice. What are you watching on Netflix right now? Anything good?
Well, actually, for the moment, what I'm watching is on Disney. It's Only Murders in the Building. I
Yes.
just discovered it, and I kind of like it. Yeah.
It's wonderful. Yes, the cast is brilliant and it's so good, and it's a wonderful combination of comedy because there's a comic legends, but a really good mystery.
Yeah. I like it.
Have you seen Godzilla Minus One?
No.
I would recommend that. If you're
Okay.
into the kaiju or giant monsters,
I just saw it yesterday, and I was a holdout for a long time as Montag will, give me hell for it, but it is amazing. And actually, I teared up a few times
Yeah.
during the film.
Oh, it's
It just
phenomenal.
the emotional depth of a lot of the characters is unbelievable. The little Asian girl is phenomenal, and it just pulls at your heartstrings. But everything else combined. And with Godzilla, who's mean and menacing, one of the best Godzillas ever. I can't say enough about it. I will definitely purchase this film. There's
Yeah,
no doubt about
it's brilliant. It's
it.
brilliant. We also like to know if you can say, we love to hearing outrageous road stories. So what is the most outrageous road story you feel safe sharing with us? Something crazy happened to you on the road?
I'm sorry, but I don't have any stories that so that I
That's
can't
okay.
share. It's just
That's
that
okay.
nothing ever happens that
You
is
can share any other crazy stories. We're all for
No,
telling
that's
my
fine. That's fine. You
Yeah.
know, not everyone has an outrageous road story. We,
Yeah.
you know, and that's okay. We just like to ask, and some people it just comes out, and some people are like, no, I can't throw anyone under the bus,
Yeah.
and other people say, you know, it's been a pretty decent, nothing too crazy, so that's fine.
That's cool.
I'd like to switch gears a little bit, and ask, like, what's the thing you love most about being in a band?
I think that must be the playing together. Even just in the rehearsal, without any audience, it gives some kind of connection that you can't get anywhere else. The writing music is great, playing music in front of an audience is great, but just the playing together with other musicians and sharing the song, there's always something more in the music because you're making it together. And I think it's this togetherness that I like the most. Yeah.
Nice. Well, on the other end of the spectrum, what's the thing you love least about being in a band?
Well, honestly, that must be the business side. I kind of hate it. Because it's actually it's quite difficult to survive if you want to play metal. So it's not so easy, and you need to have the business side, you need to have management, you need to be in order with it, all these things. And well, that's not really sexy, to be doing all the books and stuff like that. So I'm kind of grateful that we have somebody else doing that in the band, because every time that it's about financials or stuff like that, I really don't like. I just want to play music.
There you go. Nice. You work hard to create your music and put your heart and soul into it. How do you handle the inevitable negativity that is so prevalent on social media?
Oh, really? I really don't care.
Good.
Yeah,
Good for
honestly,
you.
there's so many people. I look at from another perspective, that we do what we like. And we make the music that we like, and we put it out there. And if people like it, great. If they don't like it, don't listen to it, you
Right. There's a reason why we're born with two middle fingers, in case we don't wear the one out, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Yes. No, that's awesome. That's fantastic. Okay. Now we're gonna switch gears a little bit. We've got some nice backgrounds. So now we're gonna do some hypothetical situations. Okay. So Martine, I'd like you to create a super group, not including anyone you've performed with. What three or four musicians, past or present, would you want to play with?
Wow.
Welcome to heavy metal horror.
Yes, you're welcome.
I think for a singer, I would like Dio. For a guitar player, I probably, actually, I would like Jimi Hendrix. Yeah.
Okay, nice.
Very cool.
And then for a drummer, I would like Mike Portnoy. Yeah.
Yeah.
Those are
Okay.
the
Nice. Very nice. Yeah, you can't go wrong with that. That would be a great lineup right there. I can
Yeah.
hear Dio singing all along the Watchtower. I could hear him singing that. That
Yeah.
would be awesome.
I could too.
Yeah. If you could cover an entire album and play it live, what album would that be?
Maybe it would be Master of Puppets from
Oh,
Metallica.
nice.
Very
Okay.
cool.
Yeah. What about that album that m would make you want to cover it? What about that album stands out to you?
Actually, that was the album that got me into metal at first. So that was about the time that I learned to play the guitar, and
Okay.
that's the album that really speaks to me the most, even today. And a lot of those songs I learned to play just because I liked the music. And yeah, to me, it's one of the best albums of Metallica.
Yeah, I agree. We've talked about that album quite a bit, and that was probably a gateway for a lot of people who get into metal. And I love Injustice for All because to me they moved more into it was like a pinnacle of their musicianship, and then they kind of went downhill a little bit. And I just got tired of because there are so many other bands out there to listen to, but when you go back and re-listen to it, but that album. 40 years later, it still sounds amazing. You know, it's a great album. Okay, Martin, an alien shows up and asks you to represent metal in three songs. What would those songs be and why?
Oh my God. Oh, that's
Oh.
really difficult. I couldn't.
Well, I figured one's got to be something from Master of Puppets, right?
Yeah.
This is a tough one. I know it's hard. It's hard. You got to
Welcome
probably
to
pick
heavy
some.
metal horror. Yeah.
Yeah, you got to probably pick some kind of progressive, I would think, some kind of progressive metal song.
Sure.
Yeah, I think maybe I'd pick Orion.
Okay.
And then I need a Dream Theater song, but I can't pick one.
Tough one,
Help
you
me
know.
out, guys.
Well, I'd say
Scimitar.
Pull Me Under, but you know,
Yeah, maybe,
that's yeah.
yeah.
That's a good gateway. That's a gateway drug song
Yeah.
for Dream Theater for sure.
And then something even more progressive, maybe. Maybe something from Pain of Salvation. Do you know that band?
No, I don't know that band.
Yeah, Pain of Salvation. Yeah.
Chop, you know that band?
Great
Yeah.
band. Yeah, great
Okay.
band.
Yeah, but
Nice.
I sorry, I can't pick
Oh no, that's
it.
okay. That's okay. I'm
Yeah.
just anticipating Chop. We're gonna play the new game, the new version of the hot seat game with Martin. So we'll see how that works. Okay, the last hypothetical, Martin, is if you could be any superhero for 24 hours, who would you be, and what would you do with your day of powers?
Oh, I think I'd be Professor X.
Nice.
And I think I'd invade the minds of all these great musicians that there are today, just to be sure, or just to get to know what they're thinking about and what music they are writing, and to be part of their thinking process just for a day. Yeah, that's what I would do. Really
Nice.
cool.
Excellent, excellent. Well, we are heavy metal horror, so I'm going to switch over to horror a little bit and ask you, are you a fan of horror?
I'm not totally into horror. I like the movies where there's like the atmosphere, and I can really enjoy like where the atmosphere is dark. But what I don't like is the hack and slash and the rivers of blood kind of horror
Right.
that the jump scares and then.
Yeah, those are cheap. It's cheap.
Well,
So,
we're done right now. Bye.
no,
Sorry.
it's
No,
fine.
no, 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 no.
Well,
That's
what
cool,
are some
Martine.
of your
Thank you.
favorite horror movies? Because I'm like you. I want to feel something atmospheric and moody. It's easy to spill blood. It's easy to have something jump out of out of a wall at you. Those are cheap. But a movie that moves me emotionally or pulls me in, can be really effective in creating a feeling of dread without doing anything. It's very, very well done. So can you tell me maybe some of the horror films that you've really enjoyed watching?
I'm really sorry. I won't remember the titles. I think it's the Ninth Gate,
Oh, The Ninth Gate. Yeah,
the
Johnny
Long
Depp.
Island Road, the Ninth Gate.
Great movie. Yeah, The Ninth Gate. Yeah, that's a great movie. It makes you want to smoke cigarettes for one, and makes me want to go and smell and touch all these old books. I kept on wanting to smell the leather and the old vellum and the paper, and yeah, it's a wonderful movie. That's the mystery, supernatural mystery, Yeah, Ninth Gate is great. Okay, we're gonna ask some one-offs. These are can be questions about anything. We're gonna try and keep it going, original here for you, Martin. What would you tell your childhood self about being a professional musician?
Just relax and be yourself and be confident. Everything is going to be all right. And you can make mistakes. Nobody cares.
All right. I love that. Just
You're
relax
cool.
and have
Yeah.
fun. Yeah.
Nice.
Who are some of your favorite writers, or perhaps maybe what are some of your favorite books?
I'm really into fantasy and I think I'm a big fan of Brandon Sanderson,
Okay.
and the things that he writes I really like. But then, of course, I've all the classics I've also read. So the Game of Thrones and the all those things. But yeah, Brandon Sanderson has written some really nice works too. So
Nice.
yeah. Actually, I'm a big reader, so
Oh,
I
good.
read a lot. Yeah.
So, what is it about the fantasy genre that you like so much?
I guess that it takes me away from daily life, and I get to go to this other place and just lose myself in another world.
Did you like the HBO series of Game of Thrones, as opposed to the novels? Did you enjoy watching that, or have you seen it?
I like Game of Thrones, but not the last season. So I
It.
like the books. I really like the books, and the last season just it didn't make any sense to me. But
It was rushed. It felt rushed and incomplete. And I think because George R. R. Martin still hasn't finished. He's like still hasn't finished how the series is going to end, and he's like, I'm tired. You guys do whatever you want. But that's what it kind of felt like. It felt cheap to me.
Yeah, that's a pity because I really love that series.
It's a hard series. I mean, I watched it. It was, to me, those kinds of series are because it's so gut-wrenching and so emotional. It's hard to go back and watch that for entertainment because like all the heaviness is pulled out of me. As opposed to like Lord of the Rings, where the story and the characters kind of transcend the heartbreak. It's a little bit lighter and fair. But I love how merciless Martin is and just killing everybody.
Everybody.
Like holy crap, he doesn't care. Like, nope. If you like a character, chances are the character is going to be dead soon. So, yeah.
So he's realistic. That's what would happen in the
Yeah.
real world. That's how it would be. So, and that's what I like about Martin, his writing, that it's realistic.
Yeah. No, I get that. I totally get that. What non-music celebrity would you like most like to have a drink with?
Henry Cavill.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Ooh.
Because I really like him as The Witcher.
Yes. Yeah, that's a great series. He first I think came to fame here in the
Superman.
States as Superman. Yeah.
Yeah,
The
sure, yeah.
yeah.
And he's also a really big fantasy fan.
Oh, I
So
didn't know
yeah,
that.
I'd have a cup of coffee with him.
Yeah, then talk about The
Fun.
Witcher and
Yeah.
nice. Excellent. Yeah. Yeah, there are some really good fantasy series out there being out there. Now with a lot of companies like Netflix and Amazon and Hulu and other companies that are kind of their own production companies, they can afford to take the time and do what they want and not have to worry about they have a built-in audience. They're just creating content, and which is it's kind of exciting. We're almost like living like in another golden age of television,
Yeah, that's true.
That's great. Outside of music, well, we've talked a little bit about reading but outside of music, what other hobbies do you enjoy?
I really like to walk. So well, I can walk here in my hometown, but every summer I go somewhere else to make a really big walk. So I've been a lot of times to the southwest coast of Ireland. You have the Dingle Peninsula, you have Iveragh, and you have Beara, and I've walked the coastline of all those peninsulas. It's really nice.
Oh,
And even
nice.
back in the day, we were backpacking, and carrying the tent on our backs, and then wherever we wanted, when we were tired, we would put up the tent and we sleep, and then the day after we go further. Yeah, so I like to be in contact with nature. I smell the fresh air, and yeah.
There aren't too many places here in the States that you can do that. I mean, not where we live. We live in Ohio, where you have cities all around us. You have to go to some places, but it's usually like a park. And it's not just you can hike, you can walk around the whole park in a day, but just to kind of walk around, you have to go to certain pockets of the states. There's just so many people, and so it's so built up that that kind of natural beauty is almost set aside as parks, and it's a shame. There are a few, very few quiet places to kind of just get away, and I really miss that,
Kind of happy that I live here. Sorry,
I
but I
no, it's
do.
fine. No, I
No,
get it. I
absolutely.
get it. Yeah, Belgium is one of the countries I'd love to see. And
Absolutely.
just and it would be wonderful to come to Belgium, come to Sweden, see our friends in Sweden, and just enjoy a whole other side of the world, a whole other culture, That would be lovely. Martijn, we've got a couple games that we would like to play with you. And this game is called Blast Beats. And what I'm going to do is ask you a question. Sometimes it's a either or multiple choice or short answer. And what I would like you to do is just give me the answer as quickly as it comes to you. Okay, so
I'll try.
that's why it's called Blast Beats. So okay, here we go. Favorite pizza topping?
Tomato.
Paperback or Kindle?
Paperback.
PC or Apple?
PC.
Favorite streaming service?
Disney.
Favorite cartoon character?
Cartman.
Sweet. Favorite ice cream flavor?
Vanilla.
Dog or cat?
Dog.
Justice League or the Avengers?
The Avengers.
Star Trek or Star Wars?
Star Wars.
Bigfoot or the Loch Ness Monster?
Bigfoot.
Dracula or Frankenstein?
Dracula.
How do you like your steak cooked?
Medium rare.
Your favorite sport?
Badminton.
Favorite movie snack?
Popcorn.
Your favorite subject in school?
Music.
Your least favorite subject in school?
Mathematics.
The best concert you've ever attended?
There would be Pink Floyd in London, Earls Court.
Really cool.
Yeah. And your favorite line or scene from This Is Spinal Tap?
These go to 11.
Nice. Yes. Did you know that there's a new Spinal Tap movie being made right now?
No, I didn't.
Yes.
Oh,
Yeah.
yeah.
Christopher Guest and Harry Shearer, Michael McKean are shooting for a new Spinal Tap. I don't know anything about it, but I'm kind of excited to see what they do with it. Yeah. So, have you seen any other of Christopher Guest's movies, like Waiting for Guffman or Best in Show, A Mighty Wind? Have you seen any of those?
Oh no, I'm sorry to say
Oh, no,
that
that's okay. They're all mockumentaries, just like This Is Spinal Tap. That's what
yeah, I
he
saw A
does.
Mighty Wind. That's
A
hysterical.
A Mighty Wind would be good as a musician. It's about folk groups getting together for a concert, and they were kind of big in the 60s, and now they're kind of returning, 40 years later. But
Hysterical.
they're all great. So, okay, we have another game that we'd like to play. This is one that Chop and I tried out yesterday. This is called the Hot Seat One Shot. I'm going to name a band, and I want you to pick one song from that band that you think will persuade someone who's never listened to that band to give them a try.
Well, I'm gonna stop you right there because my memory is so bad that I probably won't be able to name any songs from any bands.
Well, we could switch over to the traditional hot seat, which I'm going to name a band and you tell me your favorite album by that group. Would you prefer to do that? That's fine with us.
We can try, but even that will be very difficult. And
Okay.
then this is just because of my mind, but
No
you
problem. No
can
problem. It's
try. No, no
okay.
problem.
Yeah, there's no pressure. That's fine. So we'll start and we'll see how it goes. And if it doesn't work out, that's okay.
All right.
All right, so we'll start with Black Sabbath. What's your favorite album by that band? Or if you want to try, what song would you give someone to have them listen to them?
Well, what I can think of is Paranoid.
That's a great album. That's yeah, can't go wrong with that. How about Judas Priest?
Well, yeah, Breaking the Law.
Oh, okay. Nice. Queensryche.
I really don't.
And if you don't listen to them, that's okay too.
Nope.
I'm sorry, I really don't know them.
That's fine. That's okay. How about Iced Earth?
Maybe I died for you.
Good,
Very
good.
good one.
Motorhead.
Well, yeah, the Ace of Spades.
There you go,
That's
right?
right.
You really can't go wrong with Motorhead. I mean,
End
can you?
song.
Like any
Yeah.
song you pick, it's gonna be a good one. How about Dio, your singer for your big band?
There's a lot of songs, but I think the most known is Holy Diver.
Nice. Okay. How about Halloween?
Actually, their song Halloween.
Nice. Yes, that's the one Chop and I both picked for when we did this game.
Yesterday.
Like, yes, Halloween kind of embodies everything that Halloween is as a power metal band. It's melodic, it's progressive, it's intricate, it's beautifully orchestrated. Yes. Wonderful. How about Rush?
I can't choose.
Okay, no problem.
Yes.
Perhaps this one will be a little easier for you. Opeth.
I want oh, what's it called? From Blackwater Park, with Deliverance.
Oh, yeah, okay. King Diamond.
I'm actually cheating, you know. I'm
That's fine. If you gotta look him up, that's cool. That's okay. You can't keep
Team
all
Sleep.
this stuff in your head. Oh, what was that? Sorry.
Team Sleep.
Sick sleep.
You know it?
Sick sleep. No, is that from Merciful Fate or is that King Diamond?
Oh, I thought it was King Diamond. Maybe I'm wrong. Yeah.
Sleep. I don't know that one.
Interesting. I'll have to look that up myself.
Yeah. Iron Maiden.
I have to choose between, let's say, Fear of the Dark.
Okay. How about Anthrax?
Maybe Antisocial.
Great song, yeah. And Slayer?
I'm gonna pick Angel of Death.
Nice, yes. And the last one, Kiss.
Can I skip this one too? Because
Absolutely.
yeah,
Yeah, no problem at all. That's fine.
I would say I was made for loving you, but that's not what Kiss is about, and I
Right.
can't think
It
of
was
any
their
song titles.
iconic of their disco era for sure, but yes, that was a very different song for them, sure. Okay. The last game we're going to play is called Name That Festival. Discordia and two other artists are going to be playing at a festival. I'm going to spin the wheel of mystery to find these other two artists, and then you are going to come up with what that festival is called. So I'm going to share my screen so that you can see. Do you see the screen, Martin? Okay, so Discordia. So I'm going to spin the wheel, and we're going to find out who the first artist is that you're sharing the stage with. It could be anybody, not just metal stuff. Oh, it looks like Baby Metal. Nice, Baby Metal. Good. Okay, Baby Metal. That would be a fun show. Are you familiar with Baby Metal? Okay.
I've heard him. I've heard him. I'm not familiar with him, but.
And Thomas Dolby. All right. Thomas
Wow.
Dolby. He is big in the 80s, very techno. Thomas Dolby. All right. Well, let's stop sharing that. Okay, Martin. Thomas Dolby, Baby Metal, and Discordia are all playing the same festival. What do you think the name of that festival should be?
That will be probably be Puckle Pop in Belgium.
All right.
Cool.
Excellent. Excellent, excellellent. We've only got a few more questions, so we will be respectful of your time. We want to thank you ahead of time again for being on the show. We've
Thank you, Martin.
enjoyed getting to know you. One of our last questions is about fandom. We're all fans of other artists. What is your favorite piece of memorabilia? Do you have something signed, like a t-shirt or an autograph or something that someone, a guitar pick from another group, someone, do you have any kind of memorabilia that is something that is important to you?
There's a lot of people collecting guitar picks, so that's about the only thing that I collect from other musicians, and I have some picks that are from guitar players that I really like. But it's I'm not a big collector. I'm not a big Well, I have lots of respect for all these people that make great music, and they're great musicians, and they put out great music in the world. But I'm not like I don't need to have their autograph or a picture with them. And in this, maybe I'm a bit different than a lot of other people, because I know that a lot of people, they collect the drumstick with the autograph, or the t-shirt with the autograph, or they need the selfie with. I don't feel this need as much, but still I have some guitar picks of some guitar players I like. Yeah.
Yeah, because you carry those memories with you. You don't
Yeah.
need that. You don't need the reminder. You keep the memory with you.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I get that. I like both. If I really and I enjoy getting to meet people, especially artists that we've interviewed on our show. When I get to see them live, often it's after our interview, it's nice to kind of make that connection with them in person, because they remember being on the show and we just talk, and it's kind of nice to make that connection. Of course, then I want a picture, for us, but it's I totally understand that. It's what's in here. And as I've shared a story, I had a shirt the first time I met Iron Maiden. The entire band signed my shirt. And my mom didn't know that these were autographs and thought it
Oh
was
no.
dirty, and she threw it in the washing machine and washed all the autographs off.
Mama.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, so that one—not that I'm bitter about it, 30-some years later. But that one kind of stings. So like, oh, dude, that just
It
doesn't
sucked.
happen. Yeah. She did feel bad after that. I'm like, well, what's done is done. But anyway, the last question we'd like to ask you is, what are your plans or Discordia's plans for the rest of 2024?
We're playing some shows, and we're still looking to play some more, but we're still looking. But the nicest one will probably be the Alcatraz Metal Festival. It's open air in August, and we're on the main stage, so
Oh, nice.
that's gonna be
Really
great.
cool.
Yeah.
Very
Yeah,
nice. Excellent.
we have some other shows. They're all in Belgium. After that, but we're still looking, so we'd like to go a bit further, like a European tour, or maybe some shows in the weekends abroad, but we haven't confirmed anything yet, so we can't tell you.
Yeah. I know how difficult it is for bands coming from Europe to play the States anymore because of visas are so expensive and things have just been made ridiculously expensive. Unless you're a huge act like Iron Maiden and you're going to be pulling in 15,000, 18,000 people or 30,000 people in a large, stadium venue. It's just a shame because it limits so many great bands from seeing people who would love to see them. Like, I'd love to come see you guys. I can't come to
Absolutely.
Belgium and you guys can't come to us. But
Yeah, it's like
yeah, it's difficult. So it's sad, but that's the way things are. But but I do wish you the best of success on these shows, and I hope you get as the all the gigs that you want to play.
thank you very much.
Yeah. And one last
Absolutely.
thing we'll ask of you, Martin. Could you do a bumper for us to say, like, this is Martin Debonnet of Discordia, and you are watching Heavy Metal Horror or something like that?
This is Martijn Dubbenet from Discordia, and you're watching Heavy Metal Horror!
Perfect.
Thank you so much.
That was
Great.
great. That was great.
That was great. Really great.
Thank you so very much again for spending the time with us. We really appreciate it. Love your album and just have really enjoyed getting to know you a little bit. Thank you.
All right. Nice to
Yeah.
get to know you.
Yeah.
Thank you so
We're
much,
nice to
Martijn.
meet you. We're going to do our
Very
great
nice.
outro, and we're going to invite you again to bring up the
Bring
horns
up the
with us as
horn.
we sign out. So you can find Heavy Metal Horror podcast or Heavy Metal Horror on unsaneradio.com. Listen to full episodes or download to your device. You can find us on Facebook, Heavy Metal Horror Podcast, our Instagram page, Montag Lewis, one word, our YouTube page, Heavy Metal Horror Podcast, If you're watching, that's where you're at. Don't forget to hit the like and subscribe button. And if you know someone who would like our show, tell them about us. This has been Montag, Master of Illusion.
And Chop Top.
And you've been watching and listening to... Okay, Martin, bring up the horns. Heavy metal horror.
This is Doug Helvering, and you have been listening to Heavy Metal Horror, the best podcast that you've never heard before.